Vectis Radio.
And we've got a guest in the studio as well. We have Owen from the Solicitors, the Radio Solicitor.
Good afternoon, Owen.
Good afternoon.
So you are from a local law firm, and do you specialise in property law, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so I generally just work with everything to do with properties, from commercial to residential to litigation disputes regarding your fence or your tree.
Oh,
the famous neighbours argue about the fence, yeah. Okay. But the specific thing we asked you to come in to talk about today was the Land Registry Alert Scheme thing. If you could tell us what that's about, please.
Yeah, so the Land Registry Alert Scheme was a scheme they brought out, I believe, like 1 to 2 years ago. Uh-huh. So it's relatively new, and what it allows for is everyday people to then go and set up an account with Land Registry. And what you can do is, once you've set up the account, you can put in the address of a property that you'd like to monitor.
Right.
So you're allowed up to 10 properties you can monitor up on one account. And what that does is, whenever an application or something goes on in respect of that property, you'll be notified by a Land Registry.
Right.
So it's kind of a safeguarding system that they implemented to kind of protect against things such as property fraud.
Yes, right.
Right. So this means if someone does like a search on your property, that kind of stuff?
Yeah. So normally in kind of the conveyancing and before completion realm of kind of commercial law, we do what's known as a pre-completion search.
Right.
So that basically tells you if anything changes in the title since the first copy was obtained from the register from the relevant solicitor.
Right.
So when that search goes in, then you'll get an email from Land Registry saying, oh, someone's done a pre-completion search against your property. And it'll tell you what law firm did that pre-completion search.
And you'll go, but I didn't want to sell my property.
Yeah, and then that's when you either kind of get in touch with another firm of solicitors, get in touch with Land Registry, and make the relevant contacts to see what's going on.
Right.
Okay, well, I mean, obviously, if you're expecting it, you think, yeah, fair enough,
yeah,
that's happening. So this is to stop people, well, you say fraud, actually trading your property.
Yeah, so obviously there are ways in which people can sell your property without you being there and actually selling it. So under kind of power of attorney, this has cropped up a few more times. So where someone has a kind of, I wouldn't say fake power of attorney, so something that's not legitimate, goes before a solicitor, gives ID and so on, and then goes and sells a property on someone else's behalf that they didn't have instructions to do so.
Right.
So this is kind of like a stopgap to stop that from happening,
yeah,
essentially. So it doesn't happen often. I think they said over the past 2 years and the 4.5 million applications they went through, they only flagged about 80 odd.
Even that's too many, isn't it?
But it gives you peace of mind because we are talking, you know, hundreds of thousands to millions per transaction on properties,
yeah,
and then people lose their houses over.
But I didn't sell it. What's going on? Yeah, okay.
Exactly. So it's really important that you kind of do get one set up, and as I say, it kind of works for kind of landlords as well because you can do up to 10 and monitor what's going with a bunch of them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And this doesn't cost anything.
It doesn't cost anything. It's completely free. So all you kind of have to do is go on the government website.
Mm-hmm.
Type in Land Registry Alerts just into any Google browser. The government website will come up. And then it's very simple to set up an account, just a username and a password. And you don't have to be the owner of a property to be notified about a property.
So if you're renting a property, you could get informed that your landlord was trying to sell it, for example.
Or if someone owes you money and you're looking to place a charge over their property through the courts or the system, you can keep alert to see if they're trying to dispose of their asset.
Oh, interesting.
So there are all kind of different mechanisms where it can come into play, and it's a good way to kind of keep track of things.
It's completely free. It's a no-brainer, is it?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Get online, load it up, create an account.
And then if something comes up, you say, oh, I don't know what that's about, you can then contact your favourite firm of solicitors or whatever, just ring somebody up and say, I've got this, what should I do? And,
exactly.
And then people like you will swing into action and say, let's find out what's happening.
Yeah. And then I'll find out what's happening, or another law firm will find out what's happening. We can keep you notified of what's going on, and then you can have peace of mind that your property is not being sold underneath your feet.
Phew. Okay.
Yes. I'll say, even 80 is quite a high number.
Isn't it,
of people who suddenly discover that they don't own the house they're currently living in
because
someone sold it or mortgaged it or something. Yeah, that's quite something. So just type in Land Registry Alert Service or something like that into your standard search engine and it'll pop up. And register it against your, against the property you want, you're interested in.
Yeah.
That's fine. Why wouldn't you do that?
There's another thing that you can do as well. Mm. So you can make an application to register a restriction against a property. So it means that a conveyancer has to certify at the end or towards the end of the transaction that they've seen the person in person and verified that they're the owner of the property.
Right.
But that's something that you'll have to contact a solicitor and apply for.
So that's sort of an extra safeguard.
Yeah, it's an extra safeguard, but it's there to protect it even more.
I didn't know any of these things existed.
No, but you need that, don't you?
That's quite something, because it's a nightmare, isn't it? If you live in a house and suddenly someone says, well, this now belongs to somebody else.
Yeah, get out.
That's awful. But yeah, so Land Registry Alert Service, and then if you need any more, contact your local firm solicitors. That's fascinating stuff. I mean,
that's well worth hearing about.
Yeah. Thank you very much for coming in and talking to us about that. I mean, that's quite something. And anything to do with property, it's always worth employing a solicitor to do it properly, isn't it?
Yeah.
In my view. Someone's looking after your interests.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's a terrible nightmare, isn't it, to get into these things without somebody knowing what they're doing.
Makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously ourselves at Lauditz Solicitors can help with kind of any kind of property inquiries that you have, and if anything happens and you want to place a restriction on there and have that safeguard, you can.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you for coming in.
No problem.
And we've made a talk to one of your colleagues again on another matter in the not too distant future.
Vectis Radio on DAB.